Today's reading is from Genesis chapter 7. In Genesis chapter 7, we will find Noah being commanded by God to enter the ark, and we will find that God protects Noah as the flood of waters come. We know that Noah was a righteous man, and he did according to all that Yahweh had commanded him. It says in verse 6 that Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. And it says in verse 7, then Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him entered the ark because of the water of the flood. The text also tells us in verse 12 that the rain came upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. And as we reflect upon the flood, we know that it was a proliferation of the earth. Many people try to deny the flood because of God's judgment. They don't want to believe that God judged sin, because if he didn't judge it the first time, he can't judge it the second time. That seems to be the logic. If they can deny it and prove it wrong, then that means that God never judged sin. And when we look around the world that we live in, it's clear that there was a global flood. God did judge sin. As you think through this, I want you to focus on Noah and his family and how God protected them through the flood. That's a sovereign protection. He had them build the ark, but it wasn't truly the ark that protected them. God used the ark in that way, but ultimately it was his hand that protected them. So as you think about this and as you consider this chapter, I hope you'll understand that God is still protecting. He's protecting his people, and he will protect you no matter what happens. Let's read Genesis 7, 1 through 24.
Then Yahweh said to Noah, enter the ark, you and all your household, for you alone I have seen to be righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you of every clean animal by sevens, a male and his female, and of the animals that are not clean, two, a male and his female. Also of the birds of the sky, by sevens, male and female, to keep their seed alive on the face of all the earth. For after seven more days, I will send rain on the earth, 40 days and 40 nights, and I will blot out from the face of the land every living thing that I have made. And Noah did according to all that Yahweh had commanded him. Now Noah was 600 years old when the flood of water came upon the earth. Then Noah and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him entered the ark because of the water of the flood. Of clean animals and animals that are not clean, and birds and everything that creeps on the ground, by twos they came to Noah into the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. Now it happened after the 7 days that the water of the flood came upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, on the 17th day of the month, on this day all the fountains of the great deep split open, and the floodgates of the sky were opened. Then the rain came upon the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. On this very day, Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them entered the ark. They and every beast after its kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every fowl, every winged creature. So they came to Noah into the ark, by twos of all flesh, in which was the breath of life. And those that entered, male and female of all flesh, entered as God had commanded him. And Yahweh closed it behind him. Then the flood came upon the earth for 40 days, and the water multiplied and lifted up the ark so that it rose above the earth. And the water prevailed and multiplied greatly upon the earth, and the ark went on the surface of the water. And the water prevailed more and more upon the earth, so that all the high mountains under all the heavens were covered. The water prevailed 15 cubits higher, and the mountains were covered, and all flesh that moved on the earth breathed its last, that is, birds and cattle and beasts, and every swarming thing that swarms upon the earth, as well as all mankind, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, of all that was on the dry land, died. Thus he blotted out every living creature that was upon the face of the land, from man to animals to creeping things and to birds of the sky. And they were blotted out from the earth, and only Noah remained, and those that were with him in the ark. And the water prevailed upon the earth for 150 days.